Such a case ain't by Mishum Asufi. There's no suffix about this kid. For sure, the kid's a kosher kid. Anybody can marry him. Why? Because if the parents would have been psulim like a mamzer, they wouldn't have made a bris milah upon the kid. If they had that to throw the kid away, they wouldn't have made a bris milah. Elamai, for sure, the case was they were good parents. Just something happened, they lost the kid. Or else Machmas Ravin, it was too much of a hunger. They couldn't afford to feed him, so that they left him in the streets. Vaita Mishulti Hadmayu means, let's say his Eivarim, Rashi says, Muskonim Yisharim, are strained out. In other words, his limbs are all strained out. The kids of their parents took good care of this kid. Again, ain't by Mishum Asufi. We find him in the street. Again, we don't say it's Tama Mamzer that's throwing away his kid, but rather their kosher parents, just that they couldn't take care of him anymore. What about Shayef Mishka? We see he's anointed with oil, or else Samola Kuchla, he has powder on him, or paint on him. Rami Chumra Toli, he has a necklace around him. Piska Vatoli Kima, he has a Kima, that's an ornament around him. Ein Ba Mishum Asufi. Kisav, we see the way the parents took good care of him, that's a Rai, it's not an Asuf. It's not stamped from Sulim, but rather the parents were kosher. Toli Bedikla, let's say we find him hanging on a palm tree. So it depends. If he's very low, that a chai you could reach him, yesh from a shum asufi. Then we have to be afraid that the parents, like, well, mamzerim, the kid's a mamzer, and the parents time wanted to have the kid killed. But v'im lav, if the kid is not so low down, he's in a safe place, ain't from a shum asufi. Then again, since the parents tied him up higher up on the tree in a safe place, we say the parents wanted him to live, so therefore the parents will share him, the kid is not a mamzer. Zardosa smicha, we find them on top of a bush. This is a thorn bush. So smicha, Mosif, is near the city, Yeshra Mishum Asufi. Then it is not Sufi. You have to be afraid the parents, they had psulim, and they threw the mamzer away. But v'yimla v'yimba Mishum Asufi. It's not near the city, then we don't say it's from a mamzer, threw him away. Therefore we say it's kosher. So Rashi says, because the Imam Psachim says that this bush near the city, there are a lot of shadim around there. So since there are a lot of shadim there, the parents wouldn't put their kid there. So therefore, if the parents put the kid there, it's a riot. The parents don't care about this kid because this kid was a mamzer. Mashenka, if this bush is far away from the city, then there are no shadim there. Then it could be the parents were kosher parents, and some they couldn't take care of the kid. So that would not be called an asufi. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara says, what about if you find the kid, the Beikanishta? Yeah, Beikanishta, you find him in the shul. Simichta Lamaso Shchichi Be'Rav Neimah Mishum Asufi. It was near the city, and people go there, there's no Asufi. Again, the parents care about him. V'yimlav Yeshu Mishum Asufi. But if the shul is outside in the woods, so it's a sakona to be there, then again we say the kid's probably a mamzer, and therefore the parents threw him away. Omer Ameimah, Hai Piri De Sufli. If there's a Rashi says Pirat Sufli Nimsa Bechafira Asuya Lahatul Sham Gerinim Tamarim. If you find a kid in the hole, we usually throw away date pits that behemoth eat it. So therefore, it's like this: Yeshba Mishum Asufi. And then we say it is Mishum Asufi. The most probably the behemoth will come to eat him up, so the parents don't care about him. Charifta Din Hora. If you find him in the swift and the strong river, ain't by Mishum Asufi. Then it's not Mishum Asufi. Because that's the place that the ships go there, and it'll be found by the ships, therefore the parents don't want to kill him, like. Mashenkein, sure you find him in the swamps, in the small water, then Yeshua Mishum Asufi. The ships don't go there, for sure the kid will be lost, therefore the parents will stop throwing him away. Sidei Rishu Sarabim, Ein B'Mishum Asufi. If you find a kid on the side of the Rishu Sarabim, also it's not called an Asufi, the parents put him there in a watched place. Rishus Rabim, if you find the kid in the middle of Rishus Rabim, yes, from Mishum Asufi. That's again a shaila, a good sofa that maybe the parents were not sharim, and therefore the kids, the moms, and the parents are just throwing them away. Omar Rova, over Shnei Ravon, ain't by Mishum Asufi. But if it's a hunger year, then if you find the kid in the street, we don't have a sofa to say he's a mom's there. Because most probably the parents are sharim. Aye, why is the kid being thrown away? Because they can't afford to feed him. So Mar says, hold the Rova high. Where's Rova going on? Ilaimah Rishus Rabin, Rishus Rabin, Adi Dishnei Rabin, Kotelai, what kind of svar is that? Even though it's a hunger year, you don't throw in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, or people will stample him and kill him. The yellow, I see the Rishus Rabbim, the Mayim, the Sand, the Sard, the Rishus Rabbim, said, so anyway, it's not called in a Sufi. Mayir, Rishne Rabbim, Afilo Bleshne Rabbim. We just said, if you find the kid on the side of Rishus Rabbim, that's a watched place, that's not so bad. We don't say the parents are throwing him away, he's not called a Sufik Mamzer. Elok Yitma the Rav Aho, we as Rav say on this halacha. The Omer of Yud, Omer of Abba, Omer of Yehuda, Ba'azavdi, Omer Rav, calls the man Shebashuk, calls the man, the kid is still in the street. If a mother or a father comes and says, you know, this kid is my kid, we believe the parents. And then Nemo just said that the kid is kosher. Nesaf Minashuk, let's say after somebody picked up this kid and took him home already, now the klal is Ein Amonim Olof. If a father or a mother comes and says, that kid is my kid, we don't believe the parents. The kid remains a Sufik Asufik. He's a Sufik. My timer, on my rover, since we called him an Asufi, once we took him off the street, he had a Shem Asufi, he remains with that soul. The Yomar Rava, Rava says, Vishnei Ravon, but in the hunger year, Afafish and Esav Minashuk, even though we found him in the street and took him home, other Vima and Amonim Olav, still we believe the parents. That's his Svara. So Rashi says, Shahar ben Ishlochim, Ravotzachom lepoist the Machmud Tzias Koyl. That since a lot of parents throw away their kids because they think they can't manage, but then they retract and they go and try and look for the kid, so the Rabbanan didn't want to be machmir. Therefore, in such a case, what happened? That we found the kid in the street, and somebody took him home. So on a regular year that this doesn't happen so often, the Rabbanan said the kid remains possible. Since we took him off the street with a psul of an asufi, he remains that way. But in the hunger year, that there are going to be a lot of cases like this, so Chum didn't want to make it that a lot of kids should become sulim, therefore the Rabbanan left it that didn't midiraisa, like we said before, midiraisa have a right to be saimach, that most of them are kosher, therefore it's only a sofik, and a sofik mamzer midiraisa is mutter bekal Hashem. Therefore, in a hungry year, the Rabbanan left it on the din midiraisa that is mutter bekal Yisrael. Now, Omer Rav Chizda, Shloisha nemonim liyalta, there are three people that nemon only right away. Eluhen, these are the three people. Asufi, like we just had. If you find a kid in the street, and right away a parent comes and says it's ours, we believe them. But later we don't believe them anymore. Chaya, a midwife, the nurse. She's never to say which kid this is, who did the kid come from. Or Poiteras Chaverta. When one is freeing a Chaverta, the other wife, we'll soon see. We'll soon see what it means by Anita. Now, Asufi, like we just said about Asufi, that only calls to mind the kid is still in the street, do we believe one of the parents when they say it's our kid. But later, we don't believe a parent. Chaya, where's the case of a Chaya midwife? Tatanya, Chaya and the menis leima, zeh yotza rishim, zeh yotza sheni. You have two wives giving birth, so the nurse never to say, this kid is from this wife, and this one's from that wife. The medav, mamurim shlo yotza, says the midwife should not go out to chaz and come back again. Alva yotza, if she went out to chaz and then came back again, and the menis. Then we don't believe her anymore. It's only miyad we believe, but not if she goes out. If she's the cheskes to be there the whole time, the midwife, the menace, she's believed. What's the difference? They're both saying the same thing. If she's there the whole time, yes. If not, not. Let's say she turned the head around. So huchsuka means she had to be there the whole time. It means she did not even turn around the head at all. The whole time she was there watching to know clearly this kid came from this mother, then she's neman. But if she would turn the head around, then we have to be afraid maybe the mother switched around the kids, and then the midwife, the nurse, would not be neman. Poteres chavruseha, where's the case that one lady frees the other one? Mahi, where's the case? There's none. We learn like this. What's going to be shalosh noshim shayishanes bamita? He has three ladies lying on one bed. Mimitachas. Veninsa dam tachas achas men. And under one of them, under the sheet where one was lying, they found dam. So the kids said, one of them is a nida now. So lachar is kulam temeis. We have to be afraid. We don't know which one is the nida. So we have to be afraid that dam, each one of them has a sulfic. Maybe she's the one that the dam came from. So they all have tumas nida on them. What about both kachas me and veninses temeia? Let's say one of these ladies right away made a bedika and she found that she's tamei. So we say then he temeia the kulam teres. She is the one that found that the dam nida came from. So only she is tamei and the other two are tor. The Amar Rav Chizda. That means she checked herself right away. Right after she found the dam, she checked herself. Then we're told that the dam came from her. But if she first checks herself a little bit later, then we would not say it came from her. she would not help us for the other two ladies. Tana Rabban, it went like this. Nemenes chayi loyma zekoyim zelevi. On the midwife that's there, b'shas the mother gives birth, a few mothers, she's allowed to say, this kid is a Kohen, this kid is a Levi. Zenosim zemamzer. The nether of Mamurim, shlokorole shemiru. Nobody comes to argue against her. Avokorole iru, but if somebody's coming to argue against her, and in a menace, then we do not leave the nurse to say against somebody else what the kid is. So Gemara says, iru demai, who is arguing against her? Elaine, if you want to tell me, iru cha, that one person in a dechel is arguing against her, the Gemara says, that means nothing. It's like a davar shever, but you have to have two edim. An edechad means nothing. So therefore, it's like nothing if an edechad says the kid is possible. Eli ira trei. And I'm talking about when two people come to argue. If you boy same, and if you want to tell me to tell the other maimelach ira chad, no. Even if one is arguing. When does Rabbi Yechon say we don't believe in Ira? Nobody could argue. Less than two Eidim. Hani mili heicha, the Isa, cheska, chazaka, the ksheris. Only when there's a cheska's kashris on the person. And now somebody wants to say he's puzzled, then an Eidechon is not them when you don't need two Eidim. Aval heicha, the leka, chazaka, the ksheris. Like over here, this kid. We don't know who this kid is born from, who the mother is. We don't know if the kid's a mamzer or a kanis. Kain, we don't know. There's no cheskas kashrus on the kid. So I tell you here, chad nami mehemen. Here also we believe one to make an error. Therefore that could also be what Chizda said. That we believe a chaya, that we believe is only when nobody's arguing. But if one edechot argues against her, could be we don't believe her anymore. Now, nemon bal mekach loimel lezer mochat lezer ein mocharti. A person that sold something. And two people come and argue saying, one says, I bought it off you. And the other one says, no, you sold it to me. Let's say the question of this chair, who did I sell this chair to? So Reuven says, I sold it to him, and Shimon says, no, I sold it to him. So Lachur is the Bala Mecca, the one that owned it before, is never to say who he sold it to. The Medav of Mamurim, when was this said? Bamedav or Mamurim, Bizman Shemecha Biyadoi. Only when the original owner is still holding the chair. Since it's in his hand, then he's never to say who he sold it to. Avolein Mecha Biyadoi, but if it's not in his hand anymore, any Nemun, then he's not Nemun. Alright, we'll stop here.